On the KSRO Lifeline now is Chris Godley. He's the Director of Emergency Management at the County of Sonoma. We want to talk briefly with you this morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Michelle, Tom, everyone.
So let's talk a little bit about the Emergency Operations Center as it relates to the Kincaid Fire and the PG&E PSPS events. How do you think things went at the Emergency Operations Center?
Well, relatively well. It was a significant challenge for us. It wasn't just our first public safety power shutoff. It was kind of our second or third, and it was significant. We had 260,000 residents, basically just over half the county without power. And, of course, the fire itself was a significant challenge, not just tracking it, but also hoping and helping people evacuate in time. And that was 190,000 folks on the road. It was the largest single county evacuation in recent Northern California history. And it was a big challenge given the fact that we didn't have the power for things like traffic lights or alternate shelter locations.
Right, right. And even shelter locations that were open then had to be closed down and moved.
We did. We had one for Healdsburg where we folks from Geyserville had come down that first night. And because we had to evacuate Healdsburg, we had to move them as well.
Are there any people still at shelters right now?
Not at this point. All the shelters have been closed. Okay. And we're actually in the process of kind of cleaning and packing up all the gear and making sure that all the extra materials and supplies we brought on board for this event, like extra cots, are going to be stored properly and put away. Hopefully we won't need them anytime soon.
Yes, yeah, that is a hope. We all hope that. Now, in terms of notifying the public, what kinds of avenues did you have, and are there possibilities for non-electric ways to notify the public of emergencies? I know we employed the high-low sirens.
We did. We've actually started embracing more and more technologies because we know not every system works for everybody.
Right.
So in this event, I was personally there the night the fire broke out in Geyserville, and I saw the fire coming down the hill. And the Sheriff's Department and all the law enforcement, actually, there's multiple agencies that came in to assist with that evacuation. And those high-low sirens were loud and clear across the whole hillside there. We also used, in this case, the no-weather radio system. Mm. We tested it in September, and this time marks the first time in the western United States that a local government has used that system to alert people during a non-weather emergency. And what's nice about the no-weather radios is if you keep your batteries up to date, they'll work even without the power being on. But there are other ways, other technologies, other systems that we're going to continue to explore because we know what we're up against, and we want to make sure people get the word at the right time.
Right. And what about cell phone messages and text pushes? How did those work?
We did relatively well with those. Of course, we were challenged with the loss of power, so folks at home who have telephones that kind of plug into the wall, or they have cordless phones, or if they have phones that kind of come over the Internet, those didn't work when the power went out for the most part. And so the cell phones worked up until the point where we started seeing cell phone sites start dropping off because of a loss of power. And it was one of the major concerns we identified earlier this year is we really need our telecommunications providers to be there, especially when we need them the most.
Yes, definitely. What about the website, socoemergency.org? How did you feel about that?
Well, we've done a lot of work on that, especially after the 17 fires, to make sure that when people wanted information, it was there for them when they needed it. And so we had migrated, if you would, the whole website away from the county government structure and onto a private cloud-based system like you would see for major retailers. And that site held up extremely well. During the event, socoemergency.org posted not just all the emergency alerts and warnings we were doing, but also shelter locations, tips on how to stay safe. And that saw 2 million visits during the week we were up. And the map itself, where we showed not only the fire boundaries and evacuation zones, but also the public safety shutoff areas affected, that saw 9 million hits. So it was an extremely popular and extremely reliable source of information, both in English and Spanish.
Now, what about some confusion that people may have had when looking at the maps, especially when they looked at, say, the MODIS information about the actual location of fires? Because that's mm-hmm. hard, especially if you don't have a reference to understand what those dots mean.
It was. It was the first time in local government history where local government has tried to put so much information into one place. And we were integrating data from a variety of sources. And you're referring to what was basically satellite imagery, kind of showing the hot spots, if you would. Mm-hmm. And that's a good way of tracking the progress of the fire. But it's not very exact or very specific. It's just kind of an approximation of what the satellite might be seeing. And that was a challenge for most people because we're kind of used to watching the movies and kind of seeing, you know, right. These dramatizations where you see exactly what's going on. And I'm afraid the movies are a little bit better at it than it is in real life. Mm-hmm. But here, people could, if they needed to, really kind of track to see if the fire was burning on the west side or the east side of the hill. That was about as much information as we could get. I'm afraid we're a little bit further away from being catching up with the movie special effects folks.
Yeah, and that is tough. And it was something that I even fell for during reporting, not realizing, you know, exactly how a fire works, and that mm-hmm. if there's that infrared, it doesn't mean that there's active flames burning in that area. It could just be heat in the area. So it's something that we all have to learn and sort of take with a grain of salt and try to be calm when we look at these things, especially when they're in red. Maybe we could choose a different color instead of red. I don't know. It's just a little bit alarming. But it's good to know that for the most part, we did really well and recognized areas where we can improve. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us this morning.
Absolutely. You all stay safe.
You too. That is Chris Godley. He is the Director of Emergency Management at the County of Sonoma.